Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The big question in business, will higher gas prices hurt Americans looking for work?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Private employers added 217,000 jobs in February, according to employer service firm ADP. Now, that's much higher than analysts were expecting, but that survey was taken before oil prices started skyrocketing and gas prices followed. Another report out today says planned layoffs shot up last month to the highest level in more than a year. That report from consultants Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. John Challenger says those oil prices could make hiring difficult.
Small businesses particularly are affected. Their costs for transporting goods goes up. It's like a tax.
By the way, oil is trading at more than $100 a barrel today. The federal government is thinking of making it even harder for people to buy homes. Reports are this morning regulators may encourage banks to make fewer risky mortgages and could encourage banks to require homeowners bring as much as 20% down to the process. Well, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is with us live from Washington with the latest on that story. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Why would the government want homebuyers to shell out even more for a down payment?
Well, Steve, since the housing crisis, we now know that banks don't keep most of their loans. They sell them to investors. The idea of this 20% rule is to force banks to have a little skin in the game. So the feds are saying to banks, look, if you make a riskier loan like those with down payments of less than 20%, you can't sell the whole loan. But with a 20% down payment, banks could sell off the entire loan. Guy Sakala publishes Inside Mortgage Finance. I talked to him this morning, and he said the idea is to stabilize the housing market.
They're going to put some standards in place now. That'll mean a stronger housing market in 10 or 20 years, but it'll certainly mean less Americans getting homes and less Americans getting mortgages.
Yeah, I mean, fewer Americans getting mortgages. What's that going to look like?
Well, Sakala says low and even moderate income Americans could just be priced out of the housing market. There is a little bit of good news, though. Sakala says as things stabilize, banks will start to feel more comfortable making loans with a 10% down payment. But that's going to take a few years.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Nancy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yahoo is reportedly in talks to sell its Japanese venture. That's going to free up billions of dollars for Yahoo to fight Google and Facebook. But Yahoo just got overtaken by Microsoft's Bing in the search engine business, according to a new survey from Silicon Valley. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
There are lots of firms out there that try and measure traffic that flows through the world's biggest search engines. And the numbers they report tend to vary a lot.
It's a very squishy metric.
Lou Kerner is an analyst at Wedbush Securities. But Kerner says the trends here are clear. Microsoft's Bing search engine is gaining market share. Yahoo is losing it. And Google is still totally dominant. Last year, Yahoo and Bing joined forces. Yahoo stopped powering its own searches, and today Bing and Yahoo sell search ads together.
You know, Yahoo was falling further and further behind, and I think their partnership with Bing was really the best solution that they had to deal with Google.
The idea was to team up and take on the industry giant. But so far, it looks like Bing and Yahoo are just eating each other's lunch. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global stocks are much lower at the moment thanks to those higher oil prices. Homebuilder Hovnanian Enterprises said it lost money in its fiscal first quarter. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gave back 168 points to close at 12,058.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. By Constellation Energy,
committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud.
It was a Scottish deerhound, a hunting dog, which won the Westminster Dog Show a couple of weeks ago. But it's the popularity of herding dogs that's now boosting the sheep farm economy. Some farms now let dog owners rent time with sheep so Fido can do what he does best. From Olympia, Washington, Ann Dornfeld reports.
Right there. Lie down. Hey.
On this chilly Saturday, half a dozen city dwellers are lined up with their dogs along a muddy field. The dogs are waiting for their turn to chase a flock of sheep into a tiny pen.
No, lie down.
Sylvia Griggs is the facilities manager at Fido's farm, an 80-acre spread with hundreds of sheep. It's been in operation for 7 years. Griggs says business is booming thanks to the growing popularity of herding dogs as pets.
People have no clue how active those dogs really are. They're not designed as a pet. The dogs were bred to work, and they don't do well if they don't have some type of outlet.
When herding dogs don't have an opportunity to round up livestock, they devote that extra energy to nipping at your kids' heels as they ride their bikes or chewing up the house. Greta Zerker knows firsthand. She's here with her young border collie, Tess.
She destroyed some Oriental carpets, every single one. She chewed the edges. I ended up duct taping them to the floor to keep her from chewing them.
How much were those worth?
About $5,000 each.
Today, Zerker is spending $15, so Tess can spend a day with the sheep. Zerker says as soon as she got Tess around sheep, it was clear that this dog was born to herd.
It was actually really interesting. I carried her into a packed pen, and she had them all in the corner just by looking at them. It was just impressive to me.
Zerker says Tess's behavior has improved a lot since she started herding. Sylvia Griggs says Fido's farm now gets more than a dozen customers like Zerker a day.
Basically, it's all word of mouth. You know, we do very little advertising about the herding.
Other breeds can herd, too. Standard poodles, Rottweilers, and Rhodesian Ridgebacks all have a knack for it, apparently. But if your dog doesn't have a natural herding instinct, Fido's Farm gives lessons for $35 a pop. In Olympia, Washington, I'm Ann Dornfeld for Marketplace.
Finally, you heard about those mixed signals in the job market today. CareerBuilder.com says hiring folks have reported some big mistakes in the interview process. Chewing gum during an interview, of course, dressing inappropriately. Then there are some of the pretty outlandish things that the website lists in its report. One applicant promised on her resume she wasn't a gypsy. Another labeled God as a reference, but didn't include a phone number. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
That whole thing about reducing dependence on foreign oil, it's been around for a while.
Let us set as our national goal that by the end of this decade, we will have developed the potential to meet our own energy needs without depending on any foreign energy sources.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Great Pipeline Dream, next time on Marketplace from APM. That's American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.